This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Indu Chukwu. The Indian Railways will operate over 6,000 special trains in the upcoming festive season for Durga Puja, Diwali, Chhath Puja between 1st October and 13th November. Every year, Indian Railways runs special trains during the festive season to facilitate the travel of lakhs of passengers. A total of 12,500 coaches have been sanctioned, keeping in mind the surge in passengers typically witnessed during these festivals. It is expected that this will facilitate over 1 crore passengers to go home during the festive rush. Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, K.T. Parnayak, participated in the first edition of Bharatiya Kala Mahotsav conducted by Rashtrapati Bhavan at Rashtrapati Nilayam, Secunderabad, Telangana, the winter home of the President of India today. Governor said that the Bharatiya Kala Mahotsav is a celebration of India's rich cultural diversity, which fosters pride in Indian heritage, nurtures traditional art forms, and brings people together from across the nation. The governor, while expressing his gratitude for the invitation to participate in the Mahotsav, said that the cultural exposure will encourage the younger generation from Arunachal Pradesh and other states to continue pursuing traditional art forms, helping maintain the continuity of India's cultural legacy. The 8-day-long celebration was inaugurated by the President Draupadi Murmu and is dedicated to showcase the cultural heritage of the northeastern states, including Arunachal Pradesh. More than 300 artists and artisans from these states are participating in the event. The Director of Art and Culture, Ibom Tao, along with other dignitaries, yesterday made an official visit to East Siang district. During the visit, they inspected the completed multipurpose cultural center located at Solung Ground, Pasighat, and the Karpung Karduk Center for Folk Music Academy in Rayang Village in the proposed site for the socio-cultural heritage building under the SIDF, Special Infrastructure Development Fund Scheme. The project is being executed by the Public Work Department. The team expressed optimism about the future of this center and acknowledged its vital role in promoting Arunachal Pradesh's rich cultural heritage on both regional and national stages. More than 500 farmers have benefited from a week-long awareness from come training program under the state government flagship schemes of Atmanirbhar Bhagwani Yojana and Atmanirbhar Plantation Yojana, organized by the Department of Horticulture, Government of Arunachal Pradesh, East Siang District, which was concluded today. The Department of Horticulture imparted training to the farmers of Rakshin, Sile Oyan, Yagrung, Merbo, Namsing and Bilat circles from September 18 onwards. It was organized with the aim to create awareness among farmers about the horticulture schemes implemented by the department in the district and to impart need-based training for improving the cultivation practices of horti crops for overall economic benefits. The District Surveillance Unit Tawang observed the World Rabies Day 2024 with a team breaking rabies boundaries at the conference hall, KDS District Hospital today. A significant highlight of the event was the formation of the district-level zoonotic committee under the chairmanship of the Deputy Commissioner. The committee will play a crucial role in combating zoonotic diseases in the district. Northeast Regional Agricultural Marketing Corporation under the Ministry of Development of Northeastern Region and Ministry of Agriculture and Farmer Welfare is organizing a millet promotion program cum exhibition of millet-based products at DK Convention Hall in Itanagar. The two-day program, which started today, aims at encouraging millet farmers to market their products outside the state through the NERAMAC. The Union Cabinet in its meeting on September 11 this month has approved continuation of the centrally sponsored scheme of the Integrated Development of Wildlife Habitats of the 15th Finance Commission cycle for an overall outlay of over 600 crore rupees. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.